Tenefetu Towers and Tumaira. You're with Urban Māori Radio, Wate 603. This is Pāki Waha and our last program in 2023. And it's a pleasure once again to welcome to our program Rawiri Waititi, who is with us at 10 past 8 on the button on Friday mornings. Hey, brother, tēnā koe.
Morena, brother. Morena, tātou.
Where are you, mate?
Kei Rotorua. So we've been in Rotorua. The house lifted yesterday. So, back in the electorate, but trying to get home to spend some quality time with the babies as we head into the Christmas break.
Yeah, good on you. How old are your kids now, mate?
We've got one that's 7, going on 27, 9, 13 and 15. So, yeah, the growing family and, they spend a lot of time away from their papa. And mama for other reasons that we're working parents, but be nice to get home and spend some time at the beach and with the whānau.
We don't often do, because they deliberately avoid talking about whānau in the house, but let's just touch on the sacrifices that people make. Your own circumstances might illustrate the reality for many. Disconnect with the family for long periods of time. It does have an impact, and so in many ways they are sacrificing a lot to have representation as well. What would you say about the effect on families of a political life?
You become a public figure, and so quite often they're dragged into the limelight as well, but not only that, is that they spend long periods of time away from them. And then when they are with us, they're being dragged around from wee-wee to wee-wee. So there is some richness in their learning, because they're actually exposed to, other spaces and kaupapa. But there's a lot of times where, I'm away from my babies and my wife. We're in Wellington most weeks between from Tuesdays to Thursdays. It takes me 2 days to get down to Wellington because I live 3 hours away from any local airport, from Whangapara. And then, when you fly back in on a Thursday evening or on Friday morning, you're doing electorate work. And so you may get one or two days with the whānau before you're back on the road again, heading back to Wellington. And so, yes, there's huge sacrifice. They understand that we're there to make a better tomorrow for them and for my mokopuna and for the mokopuna I will never meet. And it's going to be a hard 3 years with this current government, but the sacrifice is worth it when you can see, there's huge inequality for Māori. We're trying to, make better health outcomes, try and get them into their first homes and all those types of things. It's worth the fight, but again, huge sacrifice.
I just spoke with Winston. He says that he suggested that he has the best interests of our people at heart. He just, from my read, favours a more centrist approach to addressing the societal challenges that our people face. Now, you'll disagree with that too, and I appreciate that. But do you think that ultimately our goal is always to think about the mokopuna that will follow in our footsteps, but different ways to get there? Is he the Māori enemy?
Oh, I don't think he's the Māori enemy, but I don't think he's the future of New Zealand politics or the future of Māori development. And so, guys like that, they've been in the game for 50 years, and the health inequities and also mortality rates for Māori have been the same. There's been no change. There's still 100,000 people homeless out there. 60,000 of those are Māori. We're still 50% of the male prison population. We're still 64% of the female prison population. We are 73% of the tamariki in state care. Those are Māori. And so, you've got to look at the stats. You can say, oh, he's got these little incremental changes here and there. He gave $1 million to the Māori Women's Welfare League 25 years ago. But where to from here? We need enduring solutions. We need solutions that are driven by Māori and not handouts from government or ministers or ministries, for short-term gain. We need to be able to devolve funding to Māori to be able to come up with our own solutions. That's what Mana Motuhake is all about, not holding us back and giving us incremental little crumbs here and there. So no, he is not the future of Māori development, and he's definitely not the future of New Zealand politics.
Tēnā koe, and fair enough. So what would you say were the highs and lows of the year past?
Oh, look, the lows is that we have the current government is, in their first 100 days is going to take us back 100 years, to cancel out Te Reo Māori across the board, to threaten the very existence of Te Tiriti o Waitangi, to put pressure on public service around the use of our reo to start changing, reo signs and things like that. We are a very progressive country over the last 20, 30 years. There's been huge development and progress in terms of treaty relations, and we still have a long way to go, but treaty relations in regards to building a more Tiriti-centric Aotearoa. But this government wants to take us back 100 to 100 years ago and to assimilate and to subjugate us. We will not have it. And so that's one of my lows for this year. One of my highs is that Te Pāti Māori was able to grow its caucus and win 6 of the 7 Māori seats. Not only that, is that we tripled our party vote. So heading into the next election, 30% of our people across the board voted for us. So we've got a huge mandate to be able to represent our people as we head in. This current government collectively only got 9%, 9 to 10% of the Māori vote. And so, that's three parties. 1% went to ACT, 4% went to New Zealand First, and 5 went to National. And so, that's of Tiwi Māori. And so, we're really, really elated to have the mandate of our people to continue to represent them. That election showed that the fastest growing party in New Zealand politics is the only tangata whenua party in Parliament, which is Te Pāti Māori.
Tēnā koe. It must be tremendously encouraging for you and Debbie to now share the stage with 4 really talented people who bring their skill sets in. What does the arrival of Hana, for instance, Mariame no Takuta, and also our sis from Tamaki Makaurau, Takutai Moana, what does this signal?
Oh, this signals that this is what the future of New Zealand politics looks like. Mariame no Kapakini comes with huge experience. She's eloquent and is very, very disciplined. And so she's for her to be the voice of the Taituke, I would be absolutely proud to have her as my voice if I was living in the Taituke. And so she's the voice of the my baby's relations up there in Ngāwhā and up in Taituke. And so Maria Mino is a huge catch for us and then you move down into and history making, because she's the first wahine Māori to represent Te Taitokerau forever in that seat. And then you move down to Tāmaki Makaurau, Takutai Moana Kemp is insane. It's a huge mahi done in our communities out there in Manurewa, we're the biggest that's the biggest concentration of Māori in the country. Also history breaking because she's the first female wahine Māori to represent Tāmaki Makaurau in the history of that seat. And then you move down to Hauraki Waikato with Hana Maipi Clark, who has has the pedigree, has the political pedigree through running through her veins with her grandparents, the Maipis, with the Ngāta Matoa, and then her kuia Hana, and her, who's the sister to her own kuia, her paternal kuia, Rāmari. To me, Maipi, So she's got huge credibility, but also history making, because she's the youngest in 170 years to be sitting in that house at 21 years old, written 2 books. You and I have read 2 comics. She's written 2 books. And then you've got Doc, again, another talent, very intelligent, a lecturer at university, is able to articulate the very issues that that are pressing for our people. It's nice to have another male on the team. He took out a dynasty down at Te Taitunga. But if I was Te Taitunga, I'd be very proud to have Doc as representing me who's able to articulate the very issues that are pressing our people at this particular time. So we're really, really elated to have those four on the team. And Debbie and I, we've been holding the fort for 3 years, and it's nice to have some mates around the table and in that house.
Tēnā koe, lots happened already sitting under urgency. We've got the rollback of fair pay agreements. The hit on Reo Māori has been immediate. They say that some of the government departments don't deserve Ingoa Māori. It's been a point expressed too across 23 that Oranga Tamariki is far from, Kāinga Ora is far from. And so what do you, how do you counter their desire to take away names, Reo Māori names, for organisations that aren't reflecting Māori kaupapa culture well anyway?
Oh, well, look this is what fragility looks like. And, you know, I just want to go back to the comment you made about Winston Peters. You know, when we saw the oath, for him, 50 years of swearing the oath, he's only seen it one way. And so we shook his world when he sees us culturally dressed in our cultural attire, you know, mixed with Western clothing, swearing our oaths to our mokopuna, to our tamariki, doing the haka as we went up to do the parliamentary oath. You know, it's those types of things that are really shaking the fragility of people who have been comfortable in their colonisation. And then those who are Pākehā, who don't like to see Māori express their cultural identity in that way, are also fragile. And so, you know, they're a bit flip-flop on the kaupapa. So they've got rid of wakakotahi, but they want to keep kāinga ora. And so, you know, you know, it doesn't make sense to me. They're not consistent. You know, and this government, I think you'll start to see it cracking, because you can see some are saying one thing and, they, you know, and others are saying another. You know, we took Shane Jones not wanting to meet climate action. You know, by 2030, which has been an objective of the government, and you know, and the National Party saying no, yes, we're still on track to do that. You know, you're starting to see a cracks in a coalition of chaos, and it will be chaos. And I tell you what, I give you 12 to 15 months, and we will be seeing some huge changes across the government benches, because you know, that's just how it is. You've got you know, Winston biting at the bit to get up and answer the Prime Minister's questions while the Prime Minister is there. You can see it. There's huge personalities in their coalition of chaos, and I can see, yeah, the cracks happening already. And, you know, it's going to be an interesting 12 to 15 months.
Tēnā koe. You've lost a lot of weight, and we touched on it earlier in the year. You look great, but it was a decision that wasn't cosmetic. And this, too, points to a situation many whānau Māori find themselves in, where their life is literally threatened by their size. And what would you say of how it might have helped you, or how it could assist many of our people going forward? That's perhaps more access to bariatric surgery or the like, if heart issues are surfacing, etc. What would you say about what we've seen? Is it a little less, more of your love, brother?
Well, it's, you know, when you go over to the States and you turn on the TV, it's all over the ads and things like that. It's quite an acceptable practice, and a life-saving, to me, a life-saving procedure. And I have no qualms in encouraging others to do so. The hardest part is the accessibility. Having access to some capital to be able to do that. And I know others, you know, you can utilise KiwiSavers and things like that, but I think, you know, a society looking at trying to improve mortality rates for Te Rere Māori, because we don't accept to teenagers earlier, we should be looking at ways that to have access for those who might need it, for those who have underlying health issues that will improve if getting that type of you know, intervention. And so, you know, I encourage many of our whānau have had it, and they're also saying that it has been absolutely life-saving for me in terms of, you know, an intergenerational, you know, genetic thing that I've got in my whānau in terms of heart. You know, it was a life-saver for me, and I'm here a lot longer for my baby. So, you know, I encourage others to do it if they want to improve, you know, their living, and to understand that you know, the stigma around those things is not as as people think it is. But you know, you go to, you know, I can turn the TV on in America, and you know, every second ad is on that procedure. So you know, it's an accepted practice. Society is normalizing those types of interventions for those who would benefit from it, and extend their lives for their whānau.
Tēnā koe. I know you've got a beautiful voice. How about singing our peeps a bit of a farewell song? Come on, mate. Just choose one of your beautiful whānau up in Uiwaiata and just belt it out for us, please, a Christmas cheer.
We had a beautiful kaupapa yesterday, Lora Waiata, where Ngāti Pro Whā and Te Arawa met through a wedding. Nice to see Sir Sal and Parata in the moor there. You know, being part of that particular kaupapa, but the Waiata were absolutely beautiful, and it was a hit for hit. Ngāti Rangi Wewehi and the Ngāti. So just before I think about a Waiata, I just want to say to our people out there as we head into the Christmas break, is that it's going to be hard for many of our whānau, and for others not so hard, but for many of our whānau it's going to be hard. And I just want to say, you know, I think time is probably the greatest gift we can give our whānau. And if we can create experiences, you know, spend more time with our babies, taking them to the beach, and not trying to keep up with the Joneses, with the latest gadget or whatever, I think you know, the biggest memories I have are not the gadgets or the presents that we got, not that we got many, but was actually the time spent with our relations, having kai down at the beach or spending time at home together, you know, playing more summer sports, you know, activities outside, you know, creating memories. And I think that's the greatest thing we can give our whānau this year. And so the greatest gift or the greatest present is your presence. And so I just want to say to our whānau out there, miri kirihi mete, ngā mihi mo te tauhou, and we'll see you all on the other side. And so as we head out, Dale, I just want to say, you know, this song has got us through the last 3 years. I think it'll get us through the next 3 years, and just to let everybody know that they're magic, because you're magic people to me.
You're magic people to me.
Hold your head up high, let your voices fly. Be proud to be Māori.
Kia ora tātou. Beautiful. Have a great summer, man. We'll talk early in the new year. Thanks, Rauri.
Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi. Rauri Waititi with us, because we